In the studio, I've got Tanya Ashman. Good morning.
Good morning.
And on the line, I've got Julia Caldwell. Good morning.
Morena.
So, what are we talking about today, everybody?
We're talking about resilience through connecting with our neighbours. I've got my Time Bank hat on, and Julia has her
Neighbours Aotearoa hat.
Neighbours Aotearoa. Okay, and we've talked with Julia before about Neighbours Aotearoa. So there's something happening this weekend, is there?
No, it's this... Oh, go, Julia.
Thursday morning, there is going to be a meet-up at the Stoned Cow at 9 a.m. for anyone who's just keen to connect with their wider neighbourhood.
Okay. And,
yeah.
Okay, so that's simple. I was going to ask for more details, but you don't really need them. That's the basics.
Well, it's a wider month-long thing, isn't it, Tanya, as part of Time Bank... There's a month-long October initiative to encourage people to get to know their neighbours, which also just happened to coincide with Neighbours Aotearoa month-long Let's Connect campaign to connect with neighbours.
Yes, we were quite surprised. We'd been planning this challenge for Time Bankers, concentrating on Time Bankers as part of Time Bank, in response to... the emergencies that we've been having regarding our power cuts and also just looking at the when our roads went down, was it last year? No, the year before? No, last year, wasn't it?
No, it's longer ago than
that. Is it?
I feel like, well...
February. Anyway, just noticing...
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, just noticing that climatic emergencies are happening more regularly and that there's a big need for us to be resilient as a community.
Yeah.
And one of the easiest things that you can do is know your neighbours. Know who they are, know their names. Once you get to know them, you know what their needs are or what their strengths are, so that if you are in an emergency, you can help each other. Pretty cool, really. That's so easy.
Yeah. And I know there were some neighbourhood support groups set up a while ago. Our one's still functioning in our area where we've got each other's phone numbers. And I think there's a Facebook group. So, and I know there's lots of like streets. I know there's whole streets that have Facebook groups and things like that as well, aren't
there? Yes,
there are. Are we encouraging that sort of thing?
Any way that works for your street to be connected to each other, to check in on each other is fantastic, because we have to be resilient and we have to look after ourselves for the first few days if there's an emergency.
Yeah, that is. Lisa Thompson keeps saying you've got to be prepared for 3 days before support might arrive. Julia, the Neighbours Aotearoa, so there's like a month worth of things happening coming up, is there? Or is it this month?
Yeah, well, Neighbours Aotearoa usually has their big push in March, but they're just having a spring kind of fling, like, let's connect. That's what the theme of, and it just happens to coincide with Raglan Time Bank, Whangaroa Time Bank campaign or challenge to connect with neighbours. And so, Neighbours Aotearoa, just this October, they're saying let's connect, and they're encouraging people around the country, because it's a nationwide initiative. So they're encouraging people all around to just connect with their neighbours for similar reasons as Time Bank and all the other reasons. You know, there's so much positivity to be gained with knowing your neighbours. And I suppose I just want to acknowledge that even though Tanya's saying it's easy, and I think, Tanya, you're meaning it's a really easy step to do to become, like, really more prepared for those kind of incidents, sometimes it can be a little bit hard to know to make that first step. And so I suppose that's what this is partly about for Neighbours Aotearoa, is to give you an excuse to have a reason to sort of introduce yourself to your neighbours if you don't already know them. Because I know it can be a little bit daunting if you're a little bit shy, or you just, you live a busy life and you think, oh, they're busy as well, and it can be hard to make that first step. So this month, I suppose, these initiatives, it's about giving you a little excuse just to make that thing, that next step.
How are you going there? Julie's got twins to look after.
Yeah, they're just having a little fight.
Okay.
There you go.
That's the beauty of twins. So you're doing this. Should we let you deal with that, Julia?
No, I'll try deal with it.
Okay.
Yep, got it.
Tanya, can you help us with the next step? What do you need to talk about?
Next step. So for for Time Bank, but anyone can do this. We're just asking that you make an effort to get to know your neighbours. And if you're a Time Banker, we're actually asking you to, with your neighbour's permission or keep it anonymous, tell us how you got on, what you did to get to know your neighbour. So whether it was through a Facebook group, a Messenger group, a WhatsApp group, whether it was knocking on the door, actually tell Time Bank what you did, how it worked, how you felt about it, and so that we can use these stories to encourage other people.
Okay, so how do they... So this is a message to Time Bank members.
That's message to Time Bank members. But
if someone thinks they're listening to this and think, I should be a Time Bank member, quick advice on that?
Quick advice
on... Oh, it doesn't have to be quick, actually. Sorry. Everybody relax.
So Time Bank is a group of people that do stuff for each other, help each other out. They volunteer for each other. And we use our time as a currency so yes. that we can make exchanges. And it's a great tool to get to know people and to have a connected community. And the way you can get to know us is to look up Time Bank Raglan, and you're on the Whangaroa Environment Centre page, and it's got contacts and how to apply on that and how to become a member on that page.
Okay. And Julia, just remind us the event that you've got this Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just a coffee meetup at the Stone Cow at 9 a.m. And the Stone Cow has said they'll give 10% off all drinks for anyone who comes along as part of this event. So thanks to the Stone Cow for that. So it's just anyone in the whole, you know, area can come to sort of get to know some more people because, you know, there's knowing our neighbours next door is one thing, you know, but the more people that we know in our neighbourhoods, the more well connected we are, the more resilient we are as well.
Yeah. And have you got anything else lined up at all, or is that the main thing that you're working on at the moment?
That's it for the moment. If anyone else is keen to host an event in their, you know, for another event, that then we're encouraging that as well. You know, maybe it'll be a smaller neighbourhood event, or I might end up doing another one later in the month, but I might even do it that's sort of more local for my area. I haven't figured it out yet, but yeah, putting the call out if anyone else wants to sort of host a catch up. And that's part of the same thing that Time Bank's doing really as well. But so, yeah, if anyone wants to host a little catch-up for their streets or for, you know, any area, then they can do that. But this is all that we have planned right now. But people can have a look at the Neighbours Aotearoa website for inspiration as well. People are doing this kind of thing all over the country.
Okay.
And the challenge is called Let's Connect for Neighbours Aotearoa.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Julia, are you still involved with Parenting with Nonviolence then?
Yes, it can be quite confusing.
I know, because I'm just looking at, the whole time I've been doing this interview, I've been looking at over Tanya's head at a poster I've got on the wall, and I realised that it's neither of you, and that's why I asked if there was something this weekend, because they're doing something. But, do you want to talk about that, or are we going to do that another time so to differentiate it?
Yeah, it can be really confusing because they run programs called Neighbour to Neighbour.
Yeah.
And that is nonviolent parenting, and it's Neighbour to Neighbour. And that's a different thing that I've also evolved in. And they also sometimes hold coffee groups at the Stone Cow. So it can be very confusing, but I don't think I should start talking about that.
Okay,
now.
All right.
But it is a great initiative that I am part of and I fully support.
Well, I will talk about it anyway with the What's On guide that I do every morning. So that'll be nearer the end of the week. I'll be reminding people about that. But right now, Thursday, what time Thursday again at Stone Cow for you?
9 a.m. So I thought it might be good for people after they've sort of done the school drop off, pop down and have a coffee, and which you might normally do or might not, but you can, you know, just get a 10% off your coffee at the Stone Cow and meet some more people that you might not already know yet from the wider Raglan neighbourhood.
Okay. And Tanya, just one last message from you, or reminder?
Just just a reminder.
Yeah.
Generally, for time bankers and non-time bankers, we're just encouraging you to make an extra connection with your neighbours this month.
And let you guys know what they're doing.
Yes, for time bankers.
At Time Bank Central.
Yeah.
And the Environment Centre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Julia, if I didn't know who you were, is there any way I'd recognise you at the Stoned Cow? What will you have?
Oh yeah,
I'll have
a little poster saying something about let's connect with neighbours. So look out for that.
And two small children, presumably.
Yes, possibly. I might try and leave them at home though. I have my 4-year-old instead. But
okay, right. So you won't be by yourself then.
We'll see how that goes. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I should have a thing on the table that's big enough for people to see, or just ask at the counter where the neighbourhood meetup is, or the Let's Connect meetup or something like that. They'll be able to point you in the right direction as well.
Okay. Thank you, Tanya, for that excellent question that I didn't think of.
Yes, brilliant. Thank you, Tanya.
All right, guys, thank you for your chat. I'm going to play a song now called Good Neighbours. I realised I had this available. Good Neighbours is the name of the band,
awesome.
And the track's called Home. So
Aww. Thanks
for calling in, and Tanya for coming in. Julia for calling in, Tanya for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron.